America Meditating Blog Talk Radio Show. We collect wisdom, hear stories, and inspire each other. I'm Sister Jenna. Tune in live from Monday through Friday at 8 a.m.
Author of The Soul of All Living Creatures, and I listen to America Meditating Radio.
Sister Jenna and the American Meditating Radio Show are the key to peace, truth, beauty, and all that is good in the world, which is why I am a confirmed listener. This is Valerie Alexander, author of Happiness as a Second Language.
He went without food, not to lose weight, but to help people lose generations of hate. While many around him rose up with violence, he sat down for peace. When others used religion as an excuse for war, he used it to remind them of love. Mahatma Gandhi made the world a far better place by reaching out with the strength he cultivated within his soul. Soul, pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Do you want to power up your day? Are you feeling overwhelmed? Can't manage the speed. Time to get off the grid and get into the heart. A groundbreaking meditation CD for people on the move.
And at this time, I choose to get off the grid and step inside the heart.
Welcome to America Meditating Radio Show. I'm your host, Sister Jenna. We are broadcasting from the beautiful Meditation Museum in the nation's capital. And yes, the word is out. We will be opening a meditation museum too in Tyson's Corner. So we're looking so forward to actually that experience. We have been having 11 days of incredible conversations with individuals from all walks of life and experts talking about how we live these 11 days of belief and of compassion and healing. You see, Oprah Winfrey has presented a landmark television event called Belief, and between October 18th and October 24th, we will get a chance to either gather at community places or stay at home and witness a variety of cultures seeking something bigger than themselves through the doorway of their faith. You know, we still see many divides in our world, particularly along spiritual and religious lines. And it's time for us to create a united vision that can perhaps raise our bar of consciousness. And today we're going to have the wonderful Matthew Albrecht on, who is the Executive Vice President of the Peace Alliance and Director of Programs and Communications. And we're going to be talking with Matthew about what he's been up to and having a conversation with Matthew on how our compassion can continue to expand beyond our comfort zone of our own little stories and of our lives. Let's do what we do best here. Go into a meditation and quiet the mind. You see, as soon as I even mention the word meditation, I start to get quiet. Did you see that? It's just wired in us. You know that, right? So from my off the grid into the heart meditation CD. Relax, breathe in deeply, and let's expand our compassion and healing. Om Shanti. The time that we choose to be aware doesn't necessarily require me to just sit and meditate. But even while I walk and move around, I can be in a meditative awareness, which is awareness of the soul, the original, eternal, imperishable being of light. For a little while, I'd like to invite you to be present, to be here, and to be now. Allow your mind to settle in the moment, to relax. This meditation is about awareness. It's about becoming aware of your original and eternal self. It's about connecting to your truth. Let go of your name. And observe yourself feeling nameless. Let go of your gender to discontinue thinking you're a man or a woman. Let it go and observe how you would feel walking around without a gender. Let go of the role that you play and let go of the titles that you own. Observe how you're feeling as you are gradually letting go. Let go of your religion and put it aside just for now. And let go of your nationality and even the language that you're accustomed to. Imagine you have no name, gender, role, title,
religion, nationality, or even a language. Ask yourself, how do you feel at this moment? And in this feeling, who would think of you, and who would you think of? The Supreme Soul would think of you, and you, the liberated soul, would think of the Supreme. In this state of absolute freedom, I am truly who I am. A free, peaceful, pure, immortal, and eternal soul. Allow yourself to just be absorbed in this awareness. This time,
welcome back. My favorite meditation CD that actually reminds me of how peaceful I am at the core, and perhaps the greatest gift given to all of us from the divine is the religion of peace. Well, we're continuing our 11 Days of Compassion and Healing, and today we have Matthew Albrecht from the Peace Alliance. Matthew is the Executive Vice President of the Peace Alliance and Director of Programs and Communications there. Now, he has worked with the Peace Alliance since its founding in 2004 in various roles as it's grown. And prior to the Peace Alliance, Matthew worked as Managing Director of the Global Renaissance Alliance and various campaigns to help create a more just and sustainable world. He's a Huffington Post blogger and the author of the book Living Out Loud, Young Adults Finding Our Purpose in Shaping a Better World. And today I'd like to welcome Matthew to the air. Hi, Matthew.
Hello. Thanks for having me. Thanks for the great meditation.
Oh, I'm glad that you could enjoy that. You know, we are in the midst of quite a lot of work together, and it's all turning the signal towards being peaceful people so we can make this planet a much better place. How did you get involved with your work?
Wow, that's a big question. You know, to shorten it up, I've always been involved in activism, environmental activism more so when I was younger. And as I started to get more and more steeped in it and did some graduate programs, et cetera, and got into a lot of different campaigns, one of the things that I was noticing, and as many people do, is activism and political change work can be a very angry endeavor. Folks are very frustrated, and a lot of anger drives a lot of the actions and the conflict involved in trying to make social change. And so When I started to, you know, on my own personal growth journey, really look at what does peace mean to my life and myself and studying nonviolence and nonviolent communication, et cetera, I started to really realize something else fundamentally needed to happen underneath the kind of other social change that I was looking to create. Mm-hmm. And we learned about a bill called the U.S. Department of Peace Building, or Department of Peace at the time, which would, in government, sort of create a cabinet-level position for Department of Peace. And we thought, gosh, that's very interesting. As we learned more about it, my nonprofit, we really took on a national campaign for it and looked at how could we be peace activism and do it more peacefully than it's traditionally done. and really kind of embodying Be the Peace as our main driver. And so we just really took it on, and we started looking at in our culture, where could we be implementing at a policy level more of the kind of work and learning that could help reduce conflict and, you know, really cultivate peace. And just for me, it was seeing it as something a little more underlying a lot of other challenges we face, that if we can't figure out how to work together and get along, we'd be stuck.
It's an eye-opener, you know, Matthew, because many times the title or the purpose that we enter into, we bump into the same thing that we're trying to support. Like, you're in a peace organization and you want to see peace in the people behind the organization. And so you go through your own process of trying to find your own inner compassion to rise against the fact that the vision's not met. And as we move into these days of the belief process, and both of us are collaborating with Values Partnership and the Belief Team and OWN Network, you know, this conversation about a world that's healed, I've been asking a few of my friends on the air, I'm turning it first to ourselves. How does Matthew look when he's healed?
That's a good question. Very good question. At peace, sort of living in the moment is the catchphrase, but it's a powerful place to be in that I dip in and out of less frequently than I'd like. Just, you know, really trying to be sort of tuned in to a higher part of myself, or the whole of myself, but really understanding the whole of myself and what that means, greater than just the mind and the chatter and the, you know, anxiety, et cetera. So that's what it feels like. It feels peaceful and connected and trusting and open, and vulnerable, and playful.
Mm-hmm. And that innocence is so important, right? So looking at the world at large, and with the, you know, hundreds of thousands of individuals that the Peace Alliance has served and has been served by and continue to serve, the vision for a world healed looks like?
Well, it looks like a lot of the things I just said. I think, you know, that we begin to put our time and attention from personal to our families, to our communities, to our nation, and our relation between nations. Tension, much greater attention, the greatest attention on how we hold each other, how we care for one another, how we interact with one another. The field of, you know, psychology and conflict resolution and et cetera, is a fairly newer field, but it's a very... it's grown so much in the last decade, and the understanding of how we can interact with each other better, learning from a skill-based perspective. It's, you know, I'm not talking as deep as the sort of spiritual stuff, which is a whole other conversation we could have, but it's all connected. But the how do we learn to just function better? You know, there's a lot of powerful methodologies that people are learning already, which is exciting. That's what I love about Oprah's work and this new series, is it's diving even deeper into that question. You know, it seems to be a theme for this whole series. But how do we systematize ways in which we can both learn to interact better and function better, and then begin to do it? And it's obviously it's a long journey, but there are many ways, you know, we can do that. And our government, you know, plain and simple, it's the primary way we organize ourselves in society. There's other ways. I don't mean to minimize the other ways, but, you know, how we pull ourselves together as a big, you know, group of people, whether it's, again, your city or your state or your federal government or UN, for example. So how could we put more attention and resources to, in all kinds of levels, the areas that would help us to better learn those skills and live those skills? It doesn't mean we would agree on everything, but maybe find better ways to deal with disagreement and just be more respectful and loving of one another. I like the idea of tolerance, but what I really like is the idea of love and passion and the kind of really, so, you know, that's, I think that's what it looks like and more.
I know, all that good stuff, right, that we just don't know why it's taking everyone so long to get to, right?
Well, you know, yes, I know the conflict in my own life, so I know it's hard, but...
And I think that's where the conversation starts, is to observe the way that our conflicts emerge in our subconscious and conscious mind, and to observe when I have no control over them and watch what they do in relation to others. And that helps me all the time to try to see how I can bring that in my healed vision for humanity. But what's bridging the divide, Matthew? You have worked with so many people. What is it that you have seen as a common reason behind the division across belief systems?
Wow, that's a big question as well. I mean, one could probably go a million different directions with that question. I think, you know, fundamentally, we, you know, as children, we, because our parents and our communities just were, they were only as evolved as they were. And so when you don't get basic needs met, you start to internalize that pain. For some people, it's trauma. For some people, it's, you know, not quite at that level. But, and then the pattern just continues. And so I think, if we can look at how do we break those sort of patterns down in all the areas that are needed, from parenting to schools to, you know, to look at how are we structured now that's not working, and how can we shift those areas? You know, I think it really is fundamentally about, you know, a lot of the issues we struggle with as adults are still the same. They're born out of what we struggled with as kids. And there are bigger spiritual questions, you know, around how we're connected in the sense of, you know, our culture, the materialistic sort of elements of our culture and the fragmented things are so keeping us disconnected. And so we don't have this sense of really feeling deeply connected. And that's important, too.
Right.
There's so many.
There is. And yet it's so simple, because it goes back to what you said earlier, love. You know, it's just be nice, just be sweet. So tell us a lot about the stuff that you're doing in terms of your activities with the Belief Base of Compassion and Healing, and perhaps the upcoming launch of the Belief television series in October. What's Peace Alliance up to?
Well, you know, we've been sharing it out for the most part, the Belief Days of Compassion and Healing. We have a big event tomorrow in San Diego at a Morse High School with over 1,000 kids, and we're going to be talking about kind of how to build peace in our lives, and we'll be talking about the Belief series. So that's the primary thing we've been doing, is just sharing it out, giving people that, you know, the international, I know you know this, the International Day of Peace is coming up on September 21st, which will be the kind of end of this Belief Days. And there's so much going on. And so we've been just trying to encourage people to plug into something, you know, plug into something, whether it's the Belief Days or some other event that's going on, and express your own voice as a person who believes in peace and wants to create it. And so, you know, been putting that, we were holding a big conference in Washington in October, the 16th through the 20th. I hope you can join us. And mostly around engaging people in the political process. So we'll have people who are doing peace building programs around the country. I know you've been at our conferences before and spoke at them. But, you know, folks who are doing amazing work. And then we want to take those stories to Congress and really talk to them about, you know, what could we be doing? So a lot of our attention is frankly on that and building up. And as part of that, on Sunday night, as the show premieres, we're also going to air one of the episodes, I'm not sure which one yet, that evening, and celebrate that together, and really weave in those deeper questions and those deeper conversations about that they're raising in that series, our own, you know, work, and bring it in.
Well, I hope you do the one with the youths, because your book on Living Out Loud, Young Adults Finding Our Purpose and Shaping a Better World, I think it's so ideal. Matthew, thank you for joining us on our 11 Days of Compassion and Healing.
Absolutely.
And yeah, I'm looking forward for more collaboration in the nation's capital. And before I let you go, leave us with a website that we can find you.
Yeah, you can find our Peace Alliance website at, you know, www.peacealliance.org. Have all our information there, and we'd love to have everybody join us in Washington.
Great. Thank you so much, Matthew. All our best.
Thank
to
you for all
Alliance.
The work you're doing.
Yeah. Take care. Bye-bye. So we have been having conversations after conversations, and it comes right back to be loving, be kind, be good. What is it? What are we waiting for? What is actually stopping our souls from actually just advocating what we keep saying is the way? I'm telling you, it's algae. Anger, lust, greed, attachment, and ego, the enemy of the soul. The question is, where do we get the power from? The divine. How? Be disciplined, be consistent,
Be pure in your intentions. Check yourself. It's okay if you lose the deal, but keep your soul. I'm going to turn the lines to our beloved Sister Gita because she's going to definitely close today's conversation with something I'm sure profound and lovely. You are listening to America Meditating Radio Show.
Good day, and may you always remain beautiful, and even with the interference of the other part of us that's less than beautiful, remember, we are beautiful. From the book, Pocketbook of Virtues, Peace. The first lesson on the path of becoming a peacemaker is to stop being at war with oneself. In meditation, I can retreat into the inner sanctuary of the soul and enjoy the tranquil flow. The tranquil flow of having thoughts passing through my being. Only when the turbulence of my own mind has subsided can I make peace with the world. When I have developed some degree of inner peace, I can hear the voice of my own wisdom and know how and where to give energy for the greatest benefit. This incognito distribution brings me an ocean of happiness and peace. Have a peaceful, tranquil day. Om Shanti.
As usual, you know where to take us, Sister Gita. Don't forget to send us your response to the conversations of our 11 Days of Compassion to hashtag Belief Days, and definitely tweet it out to OWN TV and to yours truly at America Meditating. Hope you've been enjoying these conversations, and as we move into International Day for Peace, may you continue to no longer support waste or negative thoughts. Peace begins there. And if you can't stop thinking negative thought, do something positive. It will shift the wave of that thinking. Remember, no one can take away your happiness unless you give them permission. And we are here to love each other the same. So we want you to. Take good care.
Full song from Kristen Hoffman, Unity.
Sight, I saw my